Welcome to the NACO Podcast. Join us as we bring you stories of innovation in counties across the country, cover local government best practices, and provide updates on issues critical to local government. The National Association of Counties is your resource in fostering healthy, vibrant, safe, and resilient counties across America. A new NACO research report shows that many county governments turn to county administrators to help deliver core services like healthcare, criminal justice, public infrastructure, and economic development. An overview of county administration, appointed county administrators, is a comprehensive analysis of county administrators across the country and by region. The report shows that more than 4 out of 10 county governments appoint county administrators to implement board policies, prepare annual budgets, and run daily operations that serve millions of residents. We spoke with Peter Austin, McHenry County, Illinois County Administrator, on his experience in the position and the importance of leadership and coordination in county government.
It is hard to label, exactly what county administrators do, but I think first and foremost we talk about it's the county administrator's job to carry out the policy and directives of the county board. They are our policy leaders. They come in, they vote on things, they set the course. And then it's up to the county administrator to see that the staff who's here every day carry out those policies. I have a 24-member county board, so I need to understand the different motivations of 24 different people who are very important to my life and my profession. The question of what's my role, I think, changes day to day, hour to hour. Sometimes it changes in terms of what's being asked of me and which county board member I'm dealing with. But I think generally, maybe first and foremost, I am a leader. I am in my role to ensure that the policies that the county board have set are being carried out by our staff. We have over 1,200 staff members on McHenry County payroll, and they're here to carry out policies that are set by the county board. So first and foremost, I'm a leader in that regard. But I'm also a coordinator. I need to coordinate the activities of the county board, the agendas of the county board, the ideas of the county board. I need to coordinate them amongst themselves, and I need to coordinate the ideas with our department heads and with our countywide elected officials like sheriff and county clerk and county recorder and state's attorney. So there's a lot of just simple coordination there. Maybe this is a little bit of an informal role, but I'm kind of a buffer. I'm a buffer between the county board and countywide elected officials, but I think that's an important role also, and it's one that often isn't quite talked about, but I think it is a real value of having a professional staff in place to make your government run as smoothly as possible. Other duties as assigned, I guess, is how I would finish this. You never know what responsibilities you might be asked to take on. I often say that one of the things I like about my job is you never know what's going to be on the other end of the telephone call when the phone rings, and that's an enjoyable part. But just other duties as assigned is always an interesting part of the job.
McHenry County, like many counties, has faced economic challenges and strives to be fiscally responsible while providing essential services to residents.
When we look at today's environment, when we have such finite resources and so many competing interests for the financial capabilities of our local governments, that becomes a real challenge for county government. But I think it underscores the importance of professional management. In the olden days, it was often we were just helping to manage analysis or helping elected officials measure the benefits of perhaps service A versus a program B. If you've got a finite amount of resources and you need to make a decision as to where those resources are going to go, whether they go to a particular service or a particular program, that was an important role of a professional manager. Today, when there's so much pressure on local government finances and there is a genuine desire to make cutbacks, there's a real role for county administration as well in helping elected county board manage those sorts of reductions in resources that are just seem to be so much a part of everyday life in local government right now. And having a professional county manager or county administrator kind of at the center, someone who's kind of uniquely positioned to be aware of all of the services and all of the pressures for those services, and to help provide kind of an even level head to those elected officials that are also ultimately going to need put their name on those budget reductions, I think has been a real important role for county administrators, not only in McHenry County, but all over the country.
To better steward McHenry County's finances, Austin's team strengthened the government's fiscal management in order to achieve a AAA bond rating.
When McHenry County earned our AAA bond rating, that was an important day for us, and it was a goal that we had set about 5 years prior. But working on our financial strength and working on our fiscal policies and our financial practices, and making sure that we were adhering to those financial policies and practices, and ultimately being recognized by the bond agencies and saying, yes, we do run things as well as you can for a local government, and we are as good a risk as any in the local government. So earning that AAA bond rating was something that was an important day for us. We were only the third county in Illinois to earn a AAA bond rating out of 102 counties.
Austin spoke about the trend toward adopting county administrator positions and how this change has come about.
As life got more and more complex, and the services that were asked for and provided to residents got more and more complex, you needed to have a position like a county administrator to help some of that simple coordination, the role of coordinator. When you're providing, services like human resources and information technology and facilities management and geographic information services and coordination of a transportation network, you benefit from kind of a central office to help with those coordination. McHenry County went through that transition in the mid-80s like a lot of counties did, particularly counties that are on the edge of suburbia where you had people that were expecting a certain level of service. And McHenry County was not unlike a lot of counties around our country. When you saw a growing population demanding increasing levels of services, we needed to look at who was going to coordinate all these services beyond those core services that are dealing with the elected officials like a sheriff or a clerk or a circuit clerk of the court or a coroner.
Looking back on his accomplishments and looking forward to the future, Austin is proud of the foundation he has laid in McHenry County, Illinois.
We've built buildings and built roads and say this project that we took from beginning to end, and now we're here and people are using this road, or people are using this nursing home, or people are using this, animal control facility. Those are always nice projects to be a part of because they're going to outlast me. Those additions to McHenry County are going to be here long beyond me, and that's very rewarding. I'm only going to be here for so long. I'm temporarily occupying the position of county administrator in McHenry County. During my tenure here, we have strengthened the organization's commitment to professional local government management. We've strengthened just how we do things and our understanding of the value of professional local government management and the protection that it provides to everybody, that we know that we're doing things the right way. So that's probably what I'm most proud of, is I just think that the organization during my time here has just moved along a continuum where we just are continuing to do things more and more professional.
Many thanks to County Administrator Peter Austin for sharing his insights. For more information on this topic, including the full research report, maps, graphs, and interactive county-level data, go to naco.org/county administrators. That's naco.org/county administrators. Thank you for listening to NACO Podcasts.